Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Big game tonight. Steelers and Bengals play tonight. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Is it a big game?
In my house, it is.
Oh, okay.
The betting line is now out on the Chiefs and Raiders this weekend. It'll be at 12 noon Central. Dana?
Got it. I'm aware we have plans.
And where are they playing?
Here.
Okay. So the time will be the same here. As it would be here. Okay. Yeah.
Thank you, Dan. I appreciate that.
Yeah. The easiest one to figure out.
Chiefs are 11.5-point favorites. Mm-hmm. So this game's going to be over probably.
Rashee Rice is back.
Yep.
I think the Raiders are going to try and make a run for it. But then,
hey, stop it.
But then Chiefs will be like, wait a minute.
Hey, when you guys get home tonight and you're like, you know, you got your laptop or whatever, go to our KMBZ page or my Dana Wright KMBZ page. A listener sent us this. It's really cool. There's a contest for like Friday Night Light school spirit, and it's a nationwide contest, which high school has the most school spirit, right? And a listener reached out to tell me that Harrisonville High School is the only high school representing the states of Kansas or Missouri that made the top 25 finals. The winner gets like the winning $25,000 scholarship for upgrades or whatever. And Patrick Mahomes and Rob Gronkowski will present the check to the winners. It is sponsored by T-Mobile. You can find it on the T-Mobile website, but it's easier just to go to the KMBZ webpage. I just tagged you, Dan, or my Dana Wright KMBZ page. It is called Friday Night 5G Lights. And there are 25 finalists, the only one anywhere near us is Harrisonville High School, and it says on the T-Mobile webpage, Memorial Stadium, dedicated to Cass County's World War II heroes, has long been the heart of the Wildcat community. Winning the upgrade would provide upgraded facilities while honoring the legacy and pride of Wildcat traditions. So vote now, vote often. Voting, I think, extends into next week, and good luck and congratulations to Harrisonville High School.
Okay. One of the benefits of living right next to a high school football stadium is you get to hear what songs the band is going to play at halftime before they actually do it on Friday night. I don't know if Mill Valley is playing this Friday or the following Friday at home. I'll find out on Friday night when I get home. But, and this one of the two songs that they were practicing this morning has been stuck in my head all damned day.
Share it. Go ahead.
So one of the songs that they're going to be performing, clearly, is Thriller by Michael Jackson.
Oh, cool.
You know, it's coming up on Halloween and everything. The other one, and this song has been stuck in my head all day. I don't know whose birthday it's going to be. Maybe Coach Appleby's birthday or whatever at Mill Valley. They were performing Ad Nauseam this morning, Happy Birthday.
So you have just ruined a surprise for one of their staff members.
Wow.
Good on you.
If you're in the school, you could probably hear that they're playing Happy Birthday. They're playing it in public. Getting out of your car in the parking lot, you're going to hear that the band is playing Happy Birthday.
Okay, they've got to practice.
Happy birthday, whoever you are.
So whomever is having a birthday, either this Friday or following, you will be serenaded by the Mill Valley Band. And if I just ruined it for you,
sorry,
then you're wearing earplugs when you pull into the parking lot to go to work.
Happy birthday.
Lord. My guess is it's Coach Appleby's birthday, and that's why they're doing it. But I have no idea.
Good times.
6 in 10 Americans say a recurring smell in the home has caused an argument or an awkward conversation.
Mm-hmm.
According to a new survey of 2,000 Americans who live with a partner, a roommate, or a family member, 58% said that they have had arguments over recurring smells in shared spaces, with culprits ranging from trash to post-gym stink and pet odors.
Oh, man, I've got the trifecta going on.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Mary Beth has had a talk with you about those things?
She mentions the smell of the gym clothes to me. I mention the smell of the dog to her. And we both are like, why does this trash smell like it does?
Have you thought about getting, like, the fragrance-emitting trash bags?
Yeah. That mask, it doesn't do a bad job of masking it.
Yes, it
helps
does.
For a little bit.
Chemical fragrance is not exactly the best thing for you.
I'm going to tell you what the worst smell is of all time. And anyone with teenage boys knows this, or if you have an athlete in your home, and I'm certainly not saying we are athletes, but wet socks that you forget to leave in golf shoes that then you leave in your trunk. There is no other smell like it. You get in your car the next day or over the weekend, and especially in warm weather, it's like, oh my gosh.
All the bacteria is growing.
Oh, it's terrible. So do you know what we got? And it's my friend Patty taught me this trick, and you guys can all use this trick.
Okay, let me guess.
Yes.
Remove the socks from your shoes when you get home and don't leave them in the trunk.
Yeah. Huh. No, this is way easier. Buy one of those baby powder spray odor readers shoe sprays, and then when you're done fishing, footballing, golfing, whatever, I take my shoes off. Spray left shoe, spray sock. Spray right shoe, spray sock. Put my flip-flops on, then put it in the trunk. It does knock it down.
Why are you responsible enough to remember to spray it, but not responsible enough to take the socks
off? Because we have shoe bags in our trunk, and so the shoes go in the shoe bags, and then sometimes I get home and I forget. And so
why don't you put the shoe bags in the car?
Because then when I forget, it would be even worse. At least the trunk, you got a barrier there.
I mean, I think we could figure this out easier instead of going through all these steps.
No, I like the foot spray.
In order to leave the shoes in the car longer, why not just
remember
to take
the shoes out?
Your shoes will last longer if they smell less. And I'm telling you, any mom that is listening with a teenage boy, get yourself some of that spray. I keep one in my car. I keep one in my locker. And I keep one in my house.
Yeah, foot powder. Yeah.
It's glorious.
No. Why don't you just remember when you get home from golfing, I have shoes and socks in the back?
It's just easier to buy the spray, Scott.
Well, then you got to remember to go buy the spray.
The spray lasts like a year. I'm not like...
No, I had to make the change where after my workouts, I now have to hang up my sweaty clothing to dry before putting it
gross!
In the hamper. Because otherwise it would make all of the clothes smell like my workout.
Why don't you just throw the clothes in the washer and start a load of laundry?
Because unlike you, I appreciate the water that we have and I want it to stick around longer.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, are you a water saver?
I don't do laundry every single day, nor do I shower 843 times a day.
I shower 2 to 3 times a day. And they're short. I've already showered twice today.
More of a rinse off.
The one I take right before I come into work is that's right, Dana. It's a rinse off. That is correct. And I'll have you know, and I know that you think it's weird that I do a load of laundry every day.
Very weird.
But I wear 2 different outfits before I even get to work.
Oh my god!
I mean, how do you even know? I mean, they're all just the same gym shorts and hoodies. I mean.
Well, because he puts them directly into the washer, Dan.
So tonight, like today, I'm wearing my black short. I bought like 3
one
different.
Of 9 pairs of your black Adidas track shorts.
These are Under Armour, but yeah. And then today I went with the orange Nike hoodie.
Adidas.
a little splash of color.
What did I say? Nike? Sorry, yeah, yep. You're right, Adidas.
It's a splash of color.
Yeah, thanks. And so tonight, when I go to bed, I'll throw the hoodie in the washer, the shorts in the washer, and I'll put on my night shorts.
Which are also black athletic shorts.
All the shorts that I own are black.
You're yes. like Steve Jobs. You know, you only have one outfit, but 12 of them in the...
That is correct.
Yeah. Yep.
That is correct. And then T, she has to wear like... she works at an insurance company in Leavenworth, and she has to wear company-branded shirts.
So merch. When she,
well, yeah. And she's got like 30 different shirts from this one company. And so she'll throw hers in. So there's literally four different outfits in the washer. And Sam, before you go getting up all in my grill about wasting water, I always set it on the 15-minute wash. So it only washes for 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
so I'll wait for the apology.
Casey Water already charges me $120 a month for wastewater. So I'd like to keep my actual wastewater to a minimum so they don't charge me more. It's insane.
Huh? You're the one who chose to live in Kansas City, Missouri.
Thanks, Casey Water.
Dana Wright, Sam Stevie. That guy over there is Dan Weinbaum. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
Story here from Fox 4. Some Kansas softball parents say their daughters are being treated unfairly after the State Activities Association made a decision on where the regional tournament will be held in May. Those parents are calling out what they say is a double standard between baseball and softball. They've been told that the 6A softball regional will be held at the Blue Valley Recreational Fields in Overland Park, with the championship games at Arocha Park at the University of Kansas. That's the softball games. Baseball, though, on the other hand, will have both regional and championship games at KU's Hoagland Ballpark. That's where the Jayhawks play baseball. Parents acknowledge that the Blue Valley Rec is good enough for regular season games, but they don't think it's fair. A fair comparison to a collegiate field, says one parent, Aaron Anderson, full disclosure, a friend of mine, quoting here, the rec fields are not the same and don't afford the same opportunities as the collegiate fields do. Last year, all of the games were held at Arocha Park in Lawrence. Said another parent, Kimberly Middleton, I understand that they're trying to be fair across all the girls, and so that's the reason they're trying to put us all in one facility and only allowing the championship games at KU. But that is a really big step back for a lot of these girls. Okay.
it should be the same. You would agree?
I mean, scheduling conflict
aside.
I don't think they're arguing that they should that the girls should play at Hoagland Park in on campus. Sam, you and I have played at Arocha Park. That's where we played in that charity softball game. You remember that? It's on the far west side, far northwest side of Lawrence.
It's a fine park. It's not.
It's a nice facility.
Yeah.
Is it Hoagland?
Like professional grade.
Is it? Well, it's close. It's not Hoagland Field on camp right next to Allen Fieldhouse, but it's a nice park. It had lots of seating. I think what the parents are arguing is if the boys get to play all of their games out at Hoagland, then we should get to play all of our games out at Arocha.
Don't make us bounce around.
Right. We don't start at Blue Valley and then the championship goes to Arocha Park in Lawrence. Let the girls all play at Arocha Park in Lawrence.
Did they ask the reason why there was that shift? I don't think they sat there and they're like, you know what? We hate women. And we hate women so much that we're going to make them play at different softball fields.
No, but Sam, we have seen certain inequities over way too recent history for me to be comfortable with, where the facilities are completely different. And, you know, I will just point out one of the last Winter Olympics where, you guys remember that, where the athletes had this sprawling gym, or maybe it was the NCAA.
It was the NCAA sprawling gym.
It was March Madness.
The women were given a yoga mat and like four dumbbells in the corner of like a broom closet. So I do think we have to recognize that while we have come a long way, there are still inequities, and when those can be addressed, they should be.
But I want to be clear, and I think I'm accurate here. If I'm not, correct me on the text line. The parents are not arguing about the girls getting to play at Arocha Park. They're saying all of our games should be at Arocha Park, not split between Blue Valley. Because Arocha Park is where the women's, if I'm not mistaken, is where the KU women's it is a softball field.
Field, yeah.
Right? Where Hoagland is a baseball field.
Yep.
And the outfield Mound. Wall.
Oh. No,
well, that too. But the baselines are smaller for the women. The outfield is more in, if you will, for the women. And, you know, if they were to play all these games at Hoagland, they'd have to bring in an artificial wall to put in the outfield for the girls.
A quick breaking news update from Channel 5. This makes me so sad. That tree trimmer that we told you about last week has died following severe injuries he suffered while on the job last week. Worker was a member of IBEW Local 53. The union confirmed his passing this afternoon. You remember the Kansas City Fire Department responded to a high angle rescue. It was last Wednesday. The department said when they got there, they found him. He was suspended by his safety rope, was unconscious when they arrived. He has since passed. OSHA has opened an investigation into that death. And by the way, I saw this. That is one of the top dangerous jobs you can have.
Tree trimmer.
Yep.
A tree trimmer?
Window washing, tree trimming, anything up. Huh. And then I showed Scott this video during a break, Sam. It's more audio or video, pardon me, than audio, or we would play it. There is a shocking video making the rounds out of, was it Illinois, did I tell you, Scott? Where a grain.
Yes, it was Illinois.
Elevator collapsed. And for whatever reason, someone had their cell phone out and they were filming it. And it's sort of like, I don't know, what would you say, Scott? Like 70 yards away when whoever
from
is
the
standing
person
there.
Filming, but not the people who were from next to it.
Yeah, no. There were people next to it. Sam, that thing comes down and, I'm not a farmer. I don't know how much grain are in those enormous, tall.
Lots.
This is like one of those coop co-op, enormous in a rural area, grain silos. That thing comes down. You could see it on radar. I'm telling you right now, the dust cloud that then, I don't even know what to say, that explodes forth, and you see all of these men running for their lives away.
Yeah, it's
the craziest video.
Well, I
posted it earlier. You'll find it on Facebook.
And I don't think anybody was hurt, thank God. But
and let's not forget the dust.
Really?
Exactly.
Really?
We can't forget the dust.
Anywhere from... This says 1,000 tons to 1,500 tons.
I don't know what that means. I know when it came down. Oh, here we go. It was 1.8 million pounds of soybeans. That's a lot of soybeans.
Yeah, but I'm not going to get into it.
And let's not forget the duck.
Really? The 90-foot-tall grain bin was built in 1972. It, quote, structurally failed and collapsed. Yep.
You think?
Spilling more than 30,000 bushels of soybeans, or 1.8 million pounds. No one was hurt. The village was out power 2 days. What do they do with all that stuff? When it falls on the ground, is it like 5-minute rule? We pick it up and it's still okay?
I would sincerely doubt that. But the soybean market is not good right now.
Well, they're not just going to throw it all away. It's still...
Nobody's buying American soybeans right now. I know I'm painting with a bit of...
I get what you're saying.
I mean, and I'm not trying to get into the politics of it. I don't... It's none of my business. What I'm saying is, where are you... You can go ahead and scoop it back up, but where are you going to sell it?
It's a great question, yeah.
I mean, Argentina just announced yesterday they're buying soybeans... they're selling their soybeans to China.
Listen to this. The event first began around 10:30 in the morning when they started to see warning signs of a structural failure detected. That's why someone was filming. They saw a creak or a tilt or something in that bin. They called fire. They, quote, saw a huge bulge forming in the bin's concrete and rebar. While we were on that run, we were advised that there was a potential for an implosion of the grain bin because that dust is... not flammable, but what do you call it when it can explode?
Well, there was, if you watch that video closely, and I know you did, as the
it's combustible.
Grain bin, as right before it hits the ground, the top of the grain bin, there is something that sparks inside of it. Did you see that?
And then kaboom.
Right.
Can.
And I don't know what I'm assuming there's not electricity running through these things. I mean, that would put the whole thing at risk. But right before it hits the ground, you do see a spark or flame coming out of the top, as if it is, to borrow your word, combustible.
They are saying that those first responders that were first on the scene saved everybody's life. It says, thanks to the observant eye of the personnel at the original call, we were able to evacuate and secure that. You know how many people would have died that were standing under that? My God.
913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks. We are following news out of the world of music that Ace Frehley, the original guitarist for the band Kiss, many of you grew up on them. Ace Frehley is reportedly, according to TMZ, on life support with a brain bleed, has been for several weeks. And there have been some reports that he is dead. That has not been confirmed. And there are reports on TMZ that his family is considering taking him off of life support later on this afternoon. He has one daughter, Monique, unaware of any other children, and he's been divorced from a woman by the name of Jeanette Frehley for decades. Story here from the Times of India. In a world that often indulges in binge-watching content on platforms while gorging on quick-made fast food, obesity has become the obvious consequence. Per the World Health Organization, obesity is widely considered now a global epidemic and is not limited to high-income countries. It is a growing problem in low- and middle-income nations as well. They are now saying, a new report says that nearly 70% of adults in the United States would now be classified as obese under a revised definition of obesity, a sharp jump from the roughly 43% under the old body mass index method. That is a dramatic jump compared to traditional measurements. Sorry.
Wait, so they've sharpened the criteria?
Expanded, for lack of a better word?
Or
tightened? Yes.
Whatever the term is, because
our collective pants?
Everybody was talking about how the BMI scale was inaccurate because it really doesn't, I mean, it does matter to a degree, your weight versus your height, but it's not I am 1 or 2 BMI points away from obese, according to the BMI scale.
I know that I could stand to lose a couple of LBSs, but according to the BMI, I am clinically obese.
Oh, I'm sure I am too. Because I'm 5'2".
And I remember I had long railed against the body mass index. It's horribly inaccurate, and here's why. Muscle weighs more than fat. We all know that. And years ago when—
it could be any Chiefs player.
It really can be. But I remember looking up Priest Holmes.
Oh, yeah.
Who was 5'9", if I'm not mistaken.
And like a you-know-what.
Like a brick poop house. And I believe at the height of his career, Priest Holmes' career, he was 5'9", 221 pounds, if I'm not mistaken. I plugged that into the BMI. Priest Holmes, who is an Adonis, would have been clinically obese.
You don't deny that obviously there's an issue. I mean, globally, certainly, but there is a huge issue here.
Of course.
It's the number one cause of death.
Yep.
Chronic disease.
Heart disease.
Driven by obesity.
Yes. Americans clearly need to lose weight. There's no doubt about it.
Find a personal trainer.
Yeah. Do you know one?
I think I know a guy.
Oh, okay. But my point is, you know, I think Americans are really good at telling themselves, hey, we need to lose weight.
Yeah.
They're really bad at following through.
One of the documentaries I got sucked into a few weeks ago, and I watched it like one a day before I came into work. There is a documentary on Netflix about The Biggest Loser. And I was talking to Sam about it. It is hard to watch.
Why?
Well, I hate reality TV. I think all of it generally is very, very
like
bad.
Like even The Voice or America's Got Talent. I think those are
I put
great.
Those in more variety show category.
Okay.
But when we're gawking at people with the hoarding and the obesity and my 600-pound life, it really is exploiting people at their lowest point. I'm not comfortable with
people
it.
People who are allowing themselves
correct.
To be exploited.
Yes, but yes and no, I think. So with America's Biggest Loser, oh my gosh, there were lawsuits. Do you remember this, Scott? One of the guys that sits down to talk about his experience on the show, he was the first season winner, mm-hmm. okay? He lost, oh God, 300 pounds, let's say,
wow.
in a handful of weeks, which is not a healthy
That's
way
not
to
healthy.
Do it. They ended up studying this, and the New York Times did a story on this a couple years ago. They studied all of the Biggest Loser contestants and found almost to a one of them, their bodies went back to what they were before, despite all of the things.
Once they left
yes,
the show.
Because it's not a long-term healthy solution. And what several of the contestants said was, you're starving yourself while working out 8 hours a day. So that's not sustainable. It's not healthy. They talked to, in this documentary, their director of medicine, who is an actual, like, big-time medical, I think it was the team doctor for, like, the Raiders or something. Like, he's an actual doctor. And he was asked to come in and consult, and he just said there were things toward the end of the show, once people started losing enormous amounts of weight, they wanted it to be bigger. They wanted it to be better. One woman collapsed and had to be airlifted because they asked the contestants at the very first day to run a mile down the beach in 110-degree weather toward the finish line. And if you made the finish line, you got to be on the show. If you didn't, you did not. And so, you know, these people that were 400 pounds are just trying. And they're interviewed and they said, look, I thought this was the only thing that was going to save my life. I've been fat my entire life. And I just thought I was so happy to be chosen. I think most of them now would say they wish they had not gone on the show. It's one of the executive producer talks. The what's her name? Allison Sweeney, the blonde soap opera star that was the
she was on Days of Our Lives
host ish person. She talks about it, and I think there was there some good done. Yes, but you come away with a very uncomfortable feeling that America watched it the way it did, and sort of the way some of the contestants were portrayed. Like there were these challenges where you had to eat a donut, you know, and run it to another contestant, but not swallow the donut. And it was a lot of making fun of fat people.
The problem was they were selling the immediacy of losing weight, the quick weight loss, which is just not how it works.
No, and no one is going to exercise, Sam, 8 hours a day. And one guy said toward the end, before the final weigh-in, because remember, it's $250,000.
Mm-hmm.
They really are, wink, wink, encouraging you to do crazy things to lose weight, like the high school wrestler before a meet trying to maintain weight, right?
Where they wear the sweatsuit. Literally, it's a sweatsuit.
One guy said he exercised every minute of every hour of every day before the final weigh-in. He won. and was eating, Sam, I think he said syrup. There were two or three things that they were
like,
kind of
like maple syrup,
something like that. And like,
just to give him enough glycogen store to keep
walking. Just to give him enough sugar to stay upright.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, here's the problem with shows like The Biggest, because I love The Voice. I'm really cheered for Max Cooper this season from Lenexa. And I think America's
it's
got
positive.
Talent.
Positive. Those shows are positive.
Yeah. And you're seeing people with incredible talent.
Yes.
And they're not
even in America's Got Talent, it's positive.
For the most part. Yes. I mean, every once in a while, somebody gets through and you know,
right.
The guy who did
the roller skating guy.
Who was the guy, the singer? What's that one song? It's got one, Tequila.
Yeah.
And he just stood there and Simon Cowell's just looking at him going, I already got the joke, man. And he just waits till the end of the song and he goes, Tequila. And that was it.
Entertaining.
But like with Hoarders or with, ooh, you know, The Biggest Loser, for example, they're not doing it to help the people that you're seeing on TV.
No, it's a business. They're doing it for eyeballs to make money.
That's right. They're doing it to get ratings and sell commercials. And I understand that, and that's fine. That's what we do. But at least we're honest about it. You know what I mean? We're not here faking it. I don't ever say anything I don't really believe. And I know you're the same way, and Sam as well. But they're just pulling stuff out of your hoarded house or pulling weight off of your bones. And they don't care what it means to you. And
that's why the medical doctor said, I think he resigned toward the end because he said it had gotten out of control.
And you're always, if you do it in that way, which is not, whether it's hoarding or losing weight or whatever, it's not healthy and you're destined to go back to the way you were.
Well, I think one of the studies shows your body wants to go back to where those cells were.
Yeah.
Because those people do not want to be overweight. And Sam, I know if you watch this, you would hate that documentary because the way they're screaming at these poor people, Jillian Michaels might be the devil. At one point, you know, they're asking people to do things that they should not be doing at that weight, at that fitness level yet.
It's unnatural.
It's unnatural. It's unhealthy. One of them is screaming like, if you don't do another push-up, I'm going to, you know, cut your legs off and bash you over the head with them. Like just screaming at these people.
That would hurt.
There is a mental break element of it. It's very real, but you do have to do it the right way.
Yeah.
913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Speaking of health and working out. NBC.
You go and then I'll go.
In Dallas, walking backward can improve your exercise routine by challenging different muscles and your mind and get you made fun of in your neighborhood. Taking a brisk walk is an exercise rich in simplicity, and it can have impressive mental and physical benefits. That's true. Ever since I got this new dog, Lizzie.
Yeah.
We walk every single day. We go on a long walk in the morning.
You should walk her backwards. That'd be great for everyone over the age of 50.
And
orthopedic surgeons will love that.
Right. Actually, it's fantastic for your knees.
And I must say, I have noticed a higher level of serenity in my life.
Good.
I actually look forward to going on these walks every morning.
If you go to a gym and you hop on a treadmill, and I'm not giving you advice, but I am. And you put it to a tilt that's mildly uncomfortable for you, an incline, and walk backwards on it, that is incredibly beneficial for your knee strength.
It's the only circumstance under which I would consider
on a treadmill
walking backwards with two bars on a treadmill.
I wouldn't do it in public.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
I mean, in our parking lot, you'd be dead in 5 minutes.
In
you'd
our
be
parking
swallowed
lot,
by a sinkhole, and you would be dead.
Driving will get you dead in our parking
walking
lot.
Walking forward will kill you in our parking lot.
Are we ever going to plant flowers in those potholes?
No.
I think that would be very funny.
Naturally started growing out of one.
I took the picture.
Somebody came and ripped it out.
Hmm.
The joy police.
Jerks.
When we get back, I don't know if I want to make this a topic or not, but it was in my stack. It was in Sam's stack. OpenAI has a plan to roll out, quote, AI erotica. The CEO of ChatGPT says, quote, we are not the elected morality police of the world. OpenAI has announced plans to introduce explicit material for its ChatGPT AI-based chatbot later this year.
All right.
You can imagine the National Center on Sexual Exploitation and others are horrified.
They're not horrified by just real porn. They're
mortified
by the potential of fake porn.
The fear is this could cause real mental health damage because it's not real, Scott. It's synthetic, fake interaction with a computer. It's not a normal, loving relationship between two consenting people.
Real porn?
Fake. But this is participatory in nature.
Customizable in the moment.
It is. You are participating in this, Scott, as an active participant versus a...
There's so many jokes I've got
no,
right now.
No, you know what I mean.
Yeah, you are.
No.
I think most people are participating.
I don't think it is good.
They're not watching it for the acting.
I don't think no. There's anything we can do to stop it, but I don't think it's good either.
Rule 34 coming into play again.
Huh?
What? What's Rule 34?
Oh, it's more than 20 years old. It's basically some form of pornography exists concerning every possible topic. It's an internet thing.
But when you understand what I'm saying, when you start throwing this out there, and they're not going to be able to keep kids off of this either.
You're right. If it exists, there is porn of it. Mm-hmm. Rule 34, Dan.
Okay.
It really weirds me out that you knew that.
Never going to look at my M&Ms the same way again.
I know a lot of things.
Well, let's go to break.
I would say we should unpeel that onion, but I really don't want
to. No, I don't either. We'll just let's pretend like we did not have this
chat.
We're
going to leave that onion right there on the counter.
Good chat.
Don't pick up the knife. Rule 34, kids, is if it exists, there's porn of it. How do you know this stuff, weirdo?
Just go to break.
You know. You learn things as you move through life.
News with Dan Weinbaum coming your way in 2 minutes here on Dana and Parks. We'll see you on the other side.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.